This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I think for the Warriors now, you think your goal in this last 5:30 of the half. Just trying to stay close. Nobody stopping the ball. Ball thrown out to Jalen Williams. Topside. That's a three. And the predictable timeout from Steve Kerr. What are the Warriors doing there? You don't run away from the ball.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wow. Tim Roy on the call, 95.7 The Game.
I hadn't heard that tone or disappointment. I appreciate the honesty.
What are the Warriors doing there?
And real quick, Steiny, I'm going to let you set it up. I've been watching this team forever and a day under Steve Kerr every game. I've never seen a game where they got a delay of game coming out of the half.
Well, they had to talk about it.
What are we doing?
Well, there's a lot of stuff to talk about in the first half. I'd rather have them be late coming out and be ready.
Like, you guys could laugh. Like, what is going on? Marvin Gaye, what is going on?
Didn't cost him.
He missed a free. Dude.
Yeah, it's like the offsetting penalties to Kittle and the other guy that scored on it anyway.
Everything.
Now, I got with you two real quick. I'll throw it back to you, I promise. I don't know if a game tonight is a good or a bad thing. Dre, you can't do what you
Well, he's not playing tonight.
So you need to stop talking. How are you going to lay that inferno out there, but you're not going to be on the court tonight? How is that leadership? And you're talking to a guy that missed work yesterday.
All right, let me slow down.
Wow, both of you laughing.
I'm laughing. I didn't.
It's slightly different circumstances.
Boy. But that, come on, Evan Steiny, you can't talk that talk and then not play tonight.
I agree with you.
That hurts me as a fan. Whatever's ailing me, I'd be like, not tonight because I said what I said. I'm going to do that and then take a night off? That's weak sauce to me.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
The highlight we came in with was part of an unbelievably bad stretch for the Warriors. So I pointed this play out to Evan. And I don't know if you saw it or not, but it,
which
to me,
one?
The one that preceded that.
Okay.
So the Thunder are, and I'd love to know if anybody else caught it.
Okay, go ahead.
So it was with about 6 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Thunder are inbounding the ball, I think on the side, but it may have been underneath, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Kuminga's on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and he's kind of like leaning his head on him. You know how they kind of do that?
Yeah. Before the inbound.
Kuminga's kind of laughing, and he might have been talking to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Hartenstein's right there. And I think Trace Jackson Davis was in. I couldn't remember, but they just showed a close-up of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's face right before the play, and you can clearly hear him saying to Hartenstein, slip. And the Warrior players didn't hear it or weren't paying attention. And Gilgeous-Alexander gets the ball. Hartenstein fakes like he's setting a pick, slips it, rolls, dunk. Man. Then the Warriors come down, they score, and then on the next possession up is when the Tim Roy call was, here it is. Then the next possession, this is what happened after a make.
Think of the Warriors now. You think you're gold this last 5:30 of the half. Just trying to stay close. Nobody stopping the ball. Ball thrown out to Jalen Williams. Topside. That's a three. And the predictable timeout from Steve Kerr. What were the Warriors doing there? You don't run away from the ball.
Man. So Buddy Hield was pointing to Kuminga saying, you pick this guy up. And Trace Jackson Davis, I think, got lost. And the next thing you know, guy just has a clear run at the basket. They help. Three-point play. And Kerr's fuming. So they had... That was a bad stretch.
Yeah. I mean, man.
Yeah, I mean, that.
And again, you're down 36 points. It's over. That, I mean, I get it. I don't know what to say. And I'm watching the Indiana Pacer game because it's bigger than just last night. It's 65-65 in the middle of the third. And I'm like, huh, you know, how is this? It should have been down by 30 early, but I don't know where we go for here, Steiny. I'm still on record as saying, you know, Western Conference Finals. But when I hear the stewards of the team, and I disagree, Jimmy Butler and Draymond say what they said after the game. And
what do
we
you disagree
just,
with?
Not putting a name on it.
Oh, they're just saying it in the first place.
Yeah. And saying this early on in the season, why wouldn't you say this behind closed doors before going public? Because now, to me, all hell has broke loose when you talk about the 6-6 Warriors. Now there's water on the boat or drops or what have you, because now everybody's running with, what do you mean and who are you talking to? And oh, all of a sudden, the nugget of pods, when he made those comments that I kind of told you who's going to tell him, now that's growing life.
Well, maybe, I mean, in fairness, we have to allow for the possibility that the team did talk about it right after the game and talked about agendas. And then Draymond came out and talked about, you know, something that the team was dealing with that they knew about. So I, you know, to me, it's not, I mean, Draymond's delivered a million messages over the course of his career. This is just the latest one, but you know, it's certainly indicating that this team's got some bigger issues than we thought, and we knew they were going to have some big issues.
Yeah, I know we got calls. Can I just tell you what I'd like to happen if I'm Steve Kerr, and you could tell me what you think? I don't know how and who, but Moses Moody needs to be a starter again.
Okay.
What would you say to that?
I don't know why he wouldn't be a starter. If you've declared him your best on-ball defender, then I think he's got to start. If he's your best on-ball defender, and you're starting with at least two offensive players in Butler and Steph, and if you're going to start Kuminga, well, then that's another score and a average defender. So, yeah, put Moody back in that starting lineup. Let's start off with Austin in Redwood City. Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Besides the Warriors game last night, man, hey, when Jimmy Butler shot on the side of the backboard, I was like, oh, this is over with. That man came to the creative work for Lick.
Right.
Oh, man, but I'm calling to say, hey, everybody look like they stuck in the mud on the court, man, on the Warriors team, and only one person is not, and he's knocking on the door, and Steve Kirk, you know, he's somewhat opening the door for him, but he ain't. And that's Bro Richard, man. That boy need to be in that starting lineup with Moody. One of these veterans, they got to come off that bench, you know. Play that Iguodala role. Pitch all Eagles to the side. Nobody's saying y'all career over or anything like that, you know. The same thing y'all asked Iguodala to do. Y'all need to do the same thing. Come off that bench, Dre or Butler, and then Kuminga, man. I like you, player, but you didn't play yourself to the bench.
Thanks,
Bring
Austin.
Moody in.
Thanks,
and,
Austin.
One more thing. When is Melton and Steve and Stephen Curry brother coming? And if they do come, is Pods and Gary Payton on the way out?
Yeah. Yes, Austin. Yes. Gary Payton II isn't much of a factor right now.
And he's laughing, and it just seems like, you know, he's a fan favorite, Steiny, and I tried to – we got an argument. Not an argument. You were like, ooh, come on, man. But I'm looking at him, and everything's a joke on the court, and I know that's probably his personality. But that game, when you're getting hammered, and I'm just watching him because I care, and I'm like, dude, everything is just – it's not funny. And you should be mad that you're out here in garbage time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think physically Gary Payton is second shot, but he's clearly out of the rotation. And when I'm watching him, Steiny, just everything he's doing, when he does come in, it just seems like everything's a joke. And Jonathan Kuminga, just real quick, 5 turnovers in 24 minutes. He was 6-9, but I can't defend the last 4 or 5 games or tell you clearly, Steiny, did you see SGA take that ball from him?
Which time?
I thought I heard a noise from the TV that beep, beep, when the Roadrunner takes off, yeah. Beep, beep. I felt like I saw the claws of SGA, just give me that, and ripped it from JK, and they went the other way. But
Was Kuminga carrying an Acme supplies?
No, he wasn't. I'm getting concerned about his thought process because, Steiny, is he playing or thinking too much that I can go fast and get mine, but I got to go slow it down with this old, because we don't run, so I don't want to look like I'm just being a renegade. Shout out to Eminem, but again, it is what it is, but I'm starting to wonder, is he thinking too much, Steiny? Because clearly these last 4 or 5 games, he's turning it over, and he's not hitting his shots. Last night, 6-9.
To me, when you say he's thinking too much, I'm not saying you're wrong.
If I do my thing, am I going to get called out like Dre and am I what Jay and Jimmy were talking about? And Jimmy just had him over for dinner the other night, I thought I read.
Okay, so. But that doesn't mean...
So he couldn't have been talking about...
Jimmy Buckets!
This is not last year.
This is from the YouTube really chat, right. Super Chat, $4.99. And it's not... And it's from G.
Okay.
It's paying $5. Guru, Steiny doesn't want to take a victory lap. No, I don't, and I'm not gonna. It's too early.
But I want
to
give you
this isn't the
one.
Day to pile on. But I'll take one for him. He told you this was going to happen. This team is old and slow.
And that's what I said early.
Like, here's what I, and then 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, and that, look.
Down 36.
That was as sobering a loss as we've had for this team, I think, in a long time.
Down 56.
They're fully whole. They know they're starting a tough road trip against a really good team, and I certainly expected way more competitiveness.
Oh, man.
But it didn't happen. What's Draymond talking about? I mean, what do you think he's talking about, Steiny? All right, I'll tell you what I think he's talking about.
Because a good partner would have asked, and I didn't.
I think Kuminga and Pajemski really do think they should be starting on this team and have roles, like legitimate roles. I actually think Moody's pissed off that he's not starting.
Okay, I get that.
And I think he's got a right to be. And even he, like the aggressiveness with that Moody's playing with isn't even like he's almost
it's an attitude.
Making a statement that, you know what, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to come out and I'm shooting the ball I'm going to interject myself in games. So, you know, those are a couple things, you know, I'm thinking Quentin Post, you know, he's still out there playing. He's not out there making winning type plays.
And I love QP, but Steiny, he doesn't throw his girth around right now. He don't use his size. He's out there for shooting. But when I look at this team and what they lack defensively, should he be starting on this team?
Who?
Quentin Post.
I mean,
who's going to set a defensive tone? It's not Draymond. And the rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Steiny. Jimmy no longer is that top-tier defender.
That I thought you were going to say he's no longer that top tier offensive player, and I might have agreed with that. I think his defense is average. Like, I don't remember even like last year. Jimmy's a good player. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I don't remember him excelling in defense yesterday. Mm. I mean, last year rather. I'm sorry. Tim in North Carolina.
Oh, Tim called.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
Okay,
specifically,
all right. What's up, Tim?
It looks like.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, how you doing? Guru's here.
You know, we family, baby.
What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, I can't run from it. I love that signal all the way across the country. that's one of the reasons I probably don't think that he's talking about Kuminga, because I think he's going overboard trying to sacrifice and fit in to the point of he don't know when to go left or right. He need to just play basketball.
Right.
He could get pulled out of the game, come out of the game. Like, stop worrying. You got your contract. Stop trying to overthink this thing. If you're going to go. If you're not, get rid of the ball and get missed and do something different. So I agree with you, Guru. If they, you know what Kuminga almost should do is go to Steve Kerr and say, Coach, what do you want me to do? You want me to go to the bench and be the guy I was last year? Whatever. I don't know. But I think it starts with Steph. Steph looks horrendous right now. Steph, you're talking about somebody trying to get theirs. Steph, he's trying to get his, and I don't know if it's for just to find his rhythm or if he's just if he's second guessing himself on his speed, his quickness. He can't really get around folks. I don't know. They definitely look slow. They look like they're in quicksand, and I don't know, fellas. I mean, but Goo, I'm not going to run from it. The guy need to make a decision like he did the first four or five games of the year. He was crashing the boards. He was penetrating left, right, quick decisions. And he needs to just play basketball like he's trying to not get taken out of the game. As far as pods, fellas, I mean, you know, everybody thought everything was cute. Oh, cute pods. He wants to be Dwight Shohei. Cute pods. He wants to be better than Curry. I think at some point in time, you guys play sports. You know what it's about, man. You sit in the locker room and people start saying crazy stuff. You're looking at them a little crazy. You're looking at them a little sideways. And it's not about the little cute, fluffy head guy. Just shut up and let's go ball. So I agree with Steiny even on his Moody point. Yeah. You know, Moody almost seemed like coming out there to go get it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Everybody's game a little. I think Kuminga has sacrificed to the point of now he's becoming a head case because he's scared to be taken out of the game. And I think Paz and Moody kind of just trying to go get theirs. You know, Paz's contract is next month. Don't think he's thinking about that? You know what I mean? So it's some different things going on. Moody don't have his starting spot anymore. You don't think he's thinking about that? And then Kuminga is out there playing to not be taken out of the game instead of just go ball out, man, and play basketball. So I own it, Goo.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I ain't gonna run from it.
But he's not the only problem. This is a team-wide problem, Tim. I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, appreciate you, Tim.
Yeah, it ain't always just J.K., Stani. It's just not.
510, Boxer and Gerson, work injury attorneys, text line. Kuminga doesn't have any counter moves. If he can't beat his guy off the dribble initially, he doesn't know what to do.
Man. He made a cut yesterday, and I think Jimmy hit him with the ball, and he went up with the two-hand flush, and I'm like, coming downhill, but I'm like, damn, like, how can we not get more of that? But that's one play, but, you know.
What was Curry's role in that game last night?
That's it. I'm looking at the 50-40-90s, Tony. I know it's only 12 games, but when you hold him to that, you know, that standard, the only one he's hitting right now is the free throws, the 90%, but from deep 36% and field goal percentage 42. And I love the chef. We love the chef. But Steiny, I can't say you still got sinus issues. If you're out there to play and we're waiting on you, that wasn't it yesterday.
Yeah. And that's like, again, on a night like last night, the brunt of the criticism still, to me, has to go to the big three. Curry, Butler, and Draymond were no factor for the most part. Jimmy Butler took three shots. three shots. You know, here's what I was watching this game last night. I'm like, what if any advantage do the Warriors have over the Thunder? What do they do better than the Thunder? What are they better at than the Thunder? And that's where I think reality hits you right in the face. They're younger, they're more athletic, they're deeper than the Warriors. Their stars are as good as your stars, and they are playing like a machine right now. They're playing like the Warriors played in, you know, 16, 17.
I love that. And what if I told you there's no shame in taking the offer because I couldn't say the Warriors in any of that? But Steiny, last night was just one game. You got five other losses.
Right.
What if we went to Saturday against the Pacers when they had nobody playing last week? Or Milwaukee with no Giannis? What if we played that? That's what I'm talking about. There's something's up, Steiny. There's a
something,
a spark plug is off or two in the something's not firing.
See, that's where I'm not gonna.
There's a miss.
Well, I'm not going there yet. I think this might be who they are.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Wow.
Now,
so what changed from last year's second half regular season to now? And I'm holding them to that standard. What happened?
It's a year later. Which matters. It's the beginning of the season, and I do think maybe their veteran players need to ease into things. I think last year was some fool's gold that people bought into because when Jimmy got here, they were at a favorable point in the schedule.
But they played better in as one.
But if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. And if you look at every Warrior player, who's having a good year now? 12 games.
Richard and Moody.
Exactly.
I'm going to give Richard and Moody.
So your eighth and ninth man are your best players or having the best seasons. Curry hasn't been great. He's had a couple good games. Draymond, shell.
Okay. Right,
we call him Peanut because he's been a shell of himself.
I'll give you a three.
How about Jimmy Butler? Butler, Curry, and Draymond. They need to be better. That's where it needs to start. And what we may be finding out is they're not going to be able to do it consistently.
Speaking of the big three, this is from Anthony Slater of ESPN. All three of the big three have been cleared for tonight's game against San Antonio, including Draymond Green.
Okay, so Green is playing.
Yeah,
Kuminga's questionable.
Had to play.
Are you serious?
Knee tendonitis.
Okay.
Dre had to play. I love that. I don't know what went into that, Steiny, but now he's doing his Klay Thompson tour. Evan pointed that out to me. What was Klay doing before he left and watching him, you know, just watching his superpowers kind of go away? He did what Durant did. He argued with every reporter, everybody on Twitter. And now Dre, who did he go back with this morning about his comments about who he was talking to? If you can help me out, Steiny, Draymond Green specified.
Kevin O'Connor, sportswriter.
But that's what you start doing when your superpowers are waning.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm glad they're playing tonight.
All right, let's go to Jan in Mountain View.
Let's go
to Jan in Mountain View, and then we'll start getting into some calls. What's up, Jan? How are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm going to get out the way.
I'm fine, gentlemen. I'm just kind of disgusted. I heard interviews from last night at the podium from Draymond, and as far as he's concerned, he needs to look at himself in the mirror and take a look at himself because, as far as I'm concerned, he should be taking the role that was given to him when
David Lee. David Lee.
Yeah. He should be taking his role and be coming off the bench. And as far as being a leader, I mean, you need to look at yourself and be more accountable. And the same goes for Jimmy Butler. I mean, I like Jimmy and how he, was talking about bringing them. I'm losing it.
No, take your time, young lady. We know. I'm odd, too.
JK under his wings.
Right.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I'm hearing him at the locker last night, kind of making it sound like as if, okay, you know, you don't turn the ball over as often, and maybe, the rest of them have to, be more accountable too. I mean, this whole team seems to not be,
together,
listening to each other, and they're going against each other. They're not playing as a team. They're playing more like forgetting my own and forget the rest. And that OKC Thunder, my goodness, they look just exactly like we did back in 2015 and 16. I mean, yeah, they were just running all over us. And, the more turnovers, I mean, they made 20, but we made more than they did. We used to be able to account for those turnovers when we made them. We can't do that anymore. We're older. We're slower. We need more youth on this team, and until they do, I'm sorry, it's not a championship team. And as far as I'm concerned, Stephen Curry, I don't think you're going to get a fifth ring on this champion on this All team. Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
Mm. Wow.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of
we'll be fine.
People on the YouTube chat.
I need to hear that one more
YouTube chat.
Give me one more thumbs up.
Saying they're we'll fed up. What are you fed up with?
What we've been sold. Oh, this team's connected. They're connectors. And now you got guys stabbing everybody's guys in the back, which I believe. And now everybody then pranced on Prince Charming Pods, huh? They didn't yank his ass out to start in lineup. Now everybody's, it's bigger than Pods too, though. But Steiny, I'm just, why wasn't there a closed door meeting?
Maybe there was.
Well, we would have heard about it. We got two guys, and to Shasky and Spadoni, they had a phenomenal show with the listeners. Shasky said this. You tell me, was Jimmy talking to Dre, and Dre maybe talking to Jimmy? Look at the clock, goo.
888-957-9570. Calls on the other side. I see you lined up. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.